RC Davis here for Warriors Sound with NBA draft guru Ryan Blake. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
Good. We do this every year. Let's get right to it. Cade Cunningham out of Oklahoma State seems to be the consensus number one. Does the draft really start at number two?
I think it does. I mean, when you have Cade Cunningham, a 6'8 point guard who has great, I think, instinct for scoring, making other players better, confidence, plays both ends of the floor. He just has so many mental and physical tools that he's just someone that it's just hard to bypass someone like that.
So at number two, the draft really could take any direction. Where do you see it going? Could it be Mobley? Could it be someone else?
I think it's going to be one of three players, and that's going to be Jalen Green, who played for the G League Ignite team. You got Evan Mobley from USC, and then you got Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga. And I think it's going to be kind of beauty in the eye of the beholder, who a team who thinks maybe they'll just get the best player available. But you take someone like Jalen Green, who's a 6'6 guard, who's got unbelievable athleticism, but also has a high upside and skill set that for such a young player, and playing in the G League this year helped him so much, because you played in an NBA system, NBA coaches, NBA training. It really helped him. It helped his confidence as well. I mean, he's a much improved perimeter shooter. He's got that shot making prowess that, you kind of just drool over. When you look at a player at that, you think the upside can be, there's such a high ceiling with him. And then you take Evan Mobley. You got a guy that's 7 foot. He was the freshman of the year, defensive player of the year, player of the year. He's a big that can play inside and out. He's a rim protector. Again, another player with versatility. I think he can get into the starting lineup really quick, because you're not going to make any minutes. You're not going to hit the hardwood unless you play defense. And then lastly of those three is Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga. And I like all these guys, RC, but the one thing I like about Jalen, he's a winner. He just competes, and he's got the ball in his hand. He's a quarterback. He knows how to finish. He knows how to take the big shots. He gets the ball to the hot hand. He'll defend with energy and grit. He's a guy that's going to be a winner. And I think with those four players, including Cunningham, there's not a lot of risk there. I think you're going to get just quality players that can come in and make an impact pretty early.
You mentioned Jalen Green and his teammate on the G League Ignite, Jonathan Kuminga. Do you think the top players, prep players that is, will start to navigate toward the G League? And is it only financial, or is it also just about becoming a professional?
Well, the one thing is, like I had mentioned before, is when you do go to the G League, you're in the most scouted professional league in the world. You have NBA coaches, NBA system, NBA training. And that's an investment in yourself. The minimal drawback is that when you leave high school and you're going to become 18, you only get that 1 year. I mean, you're going to be in the draft regardless. So, again, you're still investing in your game. Someone like Kuminga, I mean, he's got he's just such a physical presence. He's got such athleticism. He's 6'8", huge wingspan, great frame. He's explosive. He has that tools and versatility. They're not proven yet, but again, he's got an upside.
Some breaking news as we tape this: Mikey Williams, not even in the draft till 2024, signs with Excel Sports, reportedly worth millions of dollars. Do you think this is a trend?
Well, I think that with the NCAA ruling, with athletes that are able to make money, I think it's good for those athletes that can. I mean, it's a little bit different. It's not like tennis and golf. You have schmucks like us telling you know, players, whether they're good enough or not good enough. You know, in tennis and golf, you just can go out there and play, win, get to the next level. So it is a little bit different in terms of, you know, some players taking that chance and leaving early and taking a risk. But again, another investment. So I do see that there's going to be, you know, players making more money, and that's good.
Some of the intriguing players I like in this draft, Quentin Grimes, he was a prep star. Then he goes back home to Houston, gets his game and his mental game together. Do you like Quentin Grimes, what he brings?
I do. Another guy that when he left school came in at Houston and, you know, played both ends of the floor. Just another gritty player, a guy that is also versatile. You know, you got a 6'5 guard that, I mean, I think he averaged like 18 and 6, and he, you know, he plays defense, makes other players better. You know, when you got a guy that can shoot from deep, get inside and score, play defense, that's a guy that teams are going to be, you know, looking at. I mean, and there's, again, when I say beauty in the eye of the beholder, Quentin Grimes, can he play in the NBA? Can Joe Wieskamp play in the NBA? Yes, these guys. Now, who's going to take him? Where is he going to get his opportunity? There's a lot of these players out there.
Jason Preston, he kind of burst on the scene, little guard out of Ohio. Kind of reminds me of LaMelo Ball with his feel for the floor. What do you think of young Jason Preston?
I do. I like Jason. You know, he came up to our pre-draft camp. He didn't play extremely well. I don't know how well he tested. I don't think it was off the charts, but he's got this high IQ. The way that he sees the floor, you know, as a big point guard. You know, one of the analytics that we use, and we use it, what we call as an assist plus. It's like a hockey assist, right? Mm-hmm. You can see him go down the court. He knows the play. He sees it's developing. While a guy is on him, he's got such a great handle, gets the ball over to, you know, like the high elbow for the guy in the corner. You know, he just has that ability, runs the pick and roll well. He's a very intelligent player, and I think he's going to prove some of the naysayers.
Moses Wright out of Georgia Tech. What do you think of this guy?
I like the two Georgia Tech players with Alvarado and Wright. Both of those guys came up to Chicago. Jose played in the G League Elite camp. And Wright, you know, he played in the NBA Combine. Both performed well. I really like what Wright does in terms of playing a role, you know, not just looking for a shot, setting great screens, good hedges, good icing, just a lot of the intangibles that you do that makes other players better. And that's what you want. You know, for someone like Wright, in order for him to get on an NBA team and to get minutes, he's going to have to do that, show that defensive versatility and help, you know, in order to make the stars better. And I think when you have him and the ability to go ahead and take up the open shot or, you know, do all the dirty work, getting inside for offensive rebounds, he has those tools.
Auburn big man JT Thor, he went to Chicago. I don't believe he performed, but he was there for the interview process. What do you make of young JT Thor?
Well, here he is. You got a 6'9", 200 I think we wait a minute, like 203, 204. Right. The upside here is all potential. You know, he's an athletic combo forward who could be a 3-and-D. He'll also need to improve his strength, handle outside range. You know, he only averaged 9 points and 5 rebounds his freshman year. I don't know if he'll get drafted first round. If it's second round, you know, in a deep draft like that, you never know. But you'll see him for sure on a summer league team.
A name that keeps rising up the draft boards is Oregon's Chris Duarte. Tell me about his game. He's a guard out of Oregon.
Yeah, one of our older future draft picks, let's say. He's one of the best shooters in the game. You know, he shot 42% from behind the three on almost 6 attempts per game. He's just a guy that, you know, just knows how to get the ball in the basket. You know, he's also a defender. He averaged two and a half steals per game. He's almost 24 years old, but you know, in today's game, RC, you know, you got to have shooters. You got to have those snipers from deep, and he's one of them.
Couple of bigs, they're two jumping beans kind of that remind me of that. Ty Jones out of Tennessee and Jericho Sims out of Texas. Are these guys the prototypical big men as the game evolves?
I think when you look at positions, and I think we've talked about this before, we have between 9 and 19 different positions. You might have a power forward that's a rim protector that can't go out deep but can play a couple of different positions. You might have a DeAndre Jordan type that's a big center, rebounder. He's going to get the ball out on the fast break, but he's only going to get a score inside. And you have these running power forwards that may be able to spread the floor a little bit. And I think when you have – and how quickly this game is. And you take someone like Ty Jones, who's 6'10", 220 pounds. He's so agile for a big. He ran track, you know, in high school. He can really get up and down the floor. He's got a lot of energy. He's active. He's especially on the offensive glass. When you got someone that has that type of upside, yeah, you can't ignore it.
Two more questions for Ryan Blake here on Warriors. Sam, Luka Garza out of Iowa, reminds me of Tyler Hansbrough a little bit. What is going to make his game this time around as the game gets more up and down the floor? How's his half-court game going to relate? I know he showed up in Chicago a little thinner than most expected, but is it just about being in shape or is it his game? Can he play at the next level?
With Luka, he showed up at our combine. He lost about 30 pounds, and he was not out of shape at all. He was just, you know, he was big. And he came out for the first practice, just really energetic, shooting the ball well, loved it. Because that's a question that we all have. You know, we want to know if he can get up and down the court. How is he going to match up against quicker, bigger power forwards or, you know, more athletic NBA players. I think his strength is there, losing the weight. He's got to prove that he's going to be quicker. He's going to have to prove because the knowledge wise and skill set, it's there. You know, whether that's going to transfer to the next level, you know, we still have questions. I think we all like him. He's going to get his chance. So whether he gets drafted in the second round or undrafted, he's going to be on a summer league team. He's going to get his chance.
We all like to redraft. We all like the Monday morning quarterback. Who's a name that 2 or 3 years from now, when we redraft the 2021 60 players, who's the guy that we're going to be talking about that got by all of us?
Can we call these sleepers by any chance?
Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think one guy that this is just – I've been going back and watched a lot of film with is Joe Wieskamp from Iowa. I mean, he's one of the best shooters, one of the best athletes in the draft. He chest tested off the charts. He's got this focus with him on both ends of the floor that I like. You know, I think whether he becomes a utility player, he's just going to be one of those guys that's, you know – you'll see him in the playoffs at some time, and he's going to be the guy that, you know, comes out for 15, 16 points, you know, making the threes, getting the steals, you know, just doing all the dirty work. You know, I don't know if he's going to be the, you know, like someone like Chris Duarte or a Cunningham that's going to be, you know, your franchise player, but I think he's going to be a guy that's going to surprise a lot of people.
Ryan, this was great. We do it every year. I can't thank you enough. Ryan Blake with the NBA on scouting on Warriors Sound. Thanks, Ryan.
Oh, it was great, RC. Holler at me anytime and take care of yourself, all right?